Good afternoon, Scottsboro High School. My name is Latrice Green. I'm over in Baton Rouge, Louisiana at LSU, and I'll be one of your band judges this afternoon. I'm looking at some of your really good discipline I see on the field. We're doing some adjusting in the back, and then y'all will be called to attention and be ready to go. Got a good-looking band here. I look forward to seeing you.
Jeremiah Bates, is your band ready? Please welcome to the field the Scottsboro High School Wildcat Marching Band.
All right, here we go. Hey, I will say y'all look fantastic. I don't see anybody moving. Everybody standing nice and still. Oh, watch that horns up. Make sure they snap all together. See, this can be a little tricky. Your drums are getting pretty far away from everybody, and you've got a lot of winds in the backfield, so it'll be a little bit harder to keep those feet in time, but y'all are doing pretty good so far. Good job, soloist. Make sure we're watching the ends of those notes. Da 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 da. Yeah, that measure right before our full band pickup, it was a little bit weaker than the rest of it. We want that to come through. Just because it's soft does not mean that it needs to be weak. Put a little bit more air through the horn, especially in clarinet land, flute land, you'll be just fine. That was a very good impact moment. Good job, drums. Well placed drop. Let's take a look at this line over here near side 145. Not quite in line. Make sure you're directly behind the person in front of you. Keep those shoulders square to the front as you come across. We got somebody in a trombone land that almost looks like they're turned into the horn. Now, if we're doing follow the leader, that's okay, but be careful about that. Yeah, make sure that visual is nice and sharp coming on the way back in. On the way out, it looked pretty good. Yeah, your drums and your drum major are pretty on top of things, keeping things in time, so make sure your feet are right with them every single time. Front ensemble, make sure that you are filling in those gaps when everybody else is not playing at that moment, but you are playing at that moment. Make sure that you are playing all the notes. I know that sometimes in front ensemble land, I would do something like, you know, if I get the first note and last note, that makes it okay with the stuff in the middle. But make sure you get all of the notes because nobody else is playing in those moments. Good job. This could be a really impactful moment. If you're going to do that backward slide at halftime, that's really, really impactful for general effect, but everybody has to keep those shoulders square to the front. A lot of us weren't quite there, so your sound is not going to quite get up here to the press box or down to your audience. You've got to be really careful about that. Make it nice and uniform. Good job. Bass drums, if the rest of the band is going to snap up to bring their horns up, I would consider doing that with your mallets. I like a slow up as well, but I think it just kind of caught my eye that it wasn't the same as the rest of the band. Yeah. That's a good job holding all the way to the end of that phrase. Okay, let's keep this moving. Left, right, left, right, left, right. On side one, good job. Side two, you've got the halftime. It looks really good. It makes you stay up nice and tall on those toes. Make sure your horn angles are the same. We've got some people kind of looking down, or maybe your shako is not positioned correctly, so it looks like you're looking down. Be very careful about that. I do really like that y'all didn't back down too much for the soloists. I might ask for a little bit less. I don't know. I think it sounds pretty good. Good job, soloists. Watch our spacing here, especially when we get to these holds. I recognize that a couple people are missing, but we've got some people on side one that are a little bit close to the line, a little bit too far from the line. Make sure we're watching those intervals. Yeah, make sure we get some clarity in that. Yeah, I know that's in the stratosphere, but it still has to come through clear in your articulation. Good job. Remember, I can't lose you here. I love electronics, and your synthesizer is doing a lot of work here. Yeah, here we go. For a push like this, I could use a whole lot more. I could use a wall of sound. Da da da. Make sure that articulation is clear. Because remember, this is a very popular song. Everybody knows this, so it's got to be clearly separated. Good job. Everybody stopped at the same time. So we've got some differences in horn angles. Some of us are a little bit to the box. Some of us are looking at the drum major. Some of us are looking straight ahead. Mostly the people on the outsides toward the 30s. So make sure we decide what we want to do there. Whatever you decide is fine, but just do what your director says. Again, make sure your shoulders are square to the front if you're going to do this front slide. Watch your timing on that triangle in the front. Make sure you're watching the drum major and listening back to the things that are going on behind you, because the sound travels a little bit differently for you. Make sure our feet are right in time with those drums. Left, right, left, right. Alright, so side one, we kind of had a woodwind block that meshed with the brass block. Woodwind block, make sure that kind of pinwheel situation, not really pinwheel, but it kind of spun around and went into the rest of the band. Make sure there's a little bit more clarity there. We were kind of wandering a little bit. So keep those feet in time, especially if you're not playing. Yeah, we've got some saxophones in the back. We've got some foot phasing there. Make sure the ones that are doing the forward slide, backward slide people, y'all are okay? Forward slide people, make sure that your feet are right in time. Good pickups, good pickups. Y'all sound fantastic. Careful dance line. Yeah, we can add a little bit more of the front ensemble. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, side two, it sounds like we're getting a little bit tired. That's okay, that happens, but we can't know it. Yeah, this should be a little bit more of a frenzy. Come on and bring it, bring your sound. Good job, dance line. Yeah, you can't lose it. Great job. If you've got a sustained note like that, you've got to give it all you got. If you've got to stagger breathe a little bit, that's totally fine. But you can't let the end of that sound die. It sounds like y'all are holding on for dear life. Make sure you take a full breath before you start that final push. That's the last thing that all these people are going to see and hear from you. So you got to make sure that you push all the way through the end and then breathe in to release that note. Overall, really good job. Whenever we had some people in the back, we had a lot of phasing. So make sure you're looking at your drum major, listening to your drum line, staying right in time with them. Just because you're in the back of the field doesn't mean that we can't see you, okay? So make sure you're keeping in mind with that. We had a couple of articulation issues, so make sure we line those up. This show is off to a really, really good start. The only thing is that we just need to get to that next level of musicianship by taking care of the small things. You've got all your notes, you've got all your rhythms, you've got a lot of your musicianship, but we just need that extra little oomph to go to it. There were some things that when we got to an impact moment, it wasn't quite there. It needed like 1 or 2 more percent. If y'all will do those things, I think you'll do a great job for the rest of your competition season. It was an absolute pleasure to see y'all today. Great job.